It's May. What's happening in the natural world? Here's boulder biologist Scott Sievers.
There's the bluebird over on the edge of the mud flat, just dropping down into the grasses, probably found an insect. They like to pounce on things that they see. Do a lot of hovering and pouncing. When it flies, it's like a piece of sky down onto the ground. Oh, there it comes. We've come over here to look at this mud flat on the northwest corner of Boulder Reservoir. Boulder Reservoir probably ranks right up there for one of the best places to go birding in Boulder County. And that's because it has a variety of wetlands and grasslands adjacent to it that are undeveloped. And it's just amazing that these birds can sort of handle all the activities out here right within earshot of running events or kayaking and all the crazy activities that humans like to do. Oh, there's another one. Ah, it's a female. So there's a pair of mountain bluebirds here now using the grassland and mudflat right next to Boulder Reservoir to forage. They won't nest here, but they'll move on up into the lower foothills into ponderosa pine. Well, here goes a yellow-rumped warbler. Just a moment ago, I saw a loggerhead shrike out here. They are gray with a white belly and a black mask and what looks like a tiny raptor beak that's hooked at the tip. And it's perfect for them to capture things like lizards, grasshoppers. They're like a predatory songbird, and they eat things much bigger than most songbirds do. Oh, and I can hear the shrike, too. Right over here. Yeah, it's sort of a guttural call, and then it has a little zzz. And they kind of have that masked look that kind of gives them a comical look. I can hear the light call of a savanna sparrow behind us as it forages in the grass on migration. The amazing thing here is you can kind of let the critters pass you by. I haven't moved within a 3-foot circle the whole time I've been here, and that's been since 8:30 this morning. And here it's almost 10 o'clock. And we've seen about 30 different species without moving an inch. Sometimes you just have to wait and let things come to you. And if you sit down and settle down, you'll find that you'll get to see things that you haven't ever seen before as wildlife gets used to your presence.
Scott Sievers is a biologist with an environmental consulting firm in Boulder.